Log Talk Radio.
It's the Dating Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go in there?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people are going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so.
They gonna wanna hit the horn.
Studio A is morning. I want to say happy Father's Day on this Juneteenth holiday weekend. Wow. Who would have thought? Who? Let's get real country. Let's get real country for a moment. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it? Wow, I'm just like living a dream. Living a dream. on the 19th day of June 2021. We'll read a little history about that, but again, happy Juneteenth. As always, read your African American newspapers. We have a conglomerate of news resources led by the great Cheryl Smith. She's doing her thing, and first of all, I want to send my condolences to Stuart and Cheryl that we lost a family member. We're all involved, even though I did not know the young man, but we lost a family member. My prayers are with them for safe travels to and from. And we definitely have you in our prayers. And her back, get home, get home safely. All right. But so much is going on, so little time to do it in. Again, read your African American newspapers. We have a bundle, since everything seems to be in bundle, whether you get your cable or your phones, My iMessenger or Texas Metro News, Garland Journal, you name it, we got it all right here under one roof. No excuse for not having news. Y'all got to quit playing. We got to read. So much is going on, and it's going on very fast. And we try to capture it as much as we can. And we always can use your help, too. If there's something out there that we don't know about, let us know. I know a lot of things are territorial, but we're going to get it done the best way we can. Some of the things that we're going to look at this morning, I'll definitely give you a reading of a few things about what Father's Day mean to me. Happy Juneteenth weekend again, as I mentioned previously. We'll talk about what Juneteenth is about. We'll kind of visit the insurrection that went on in Capitol January 6th, and we'd like for your feedback on that. Mass shootings, again, Fort Lauderdale, Oakland, Alaska. What is going on? I got a couple things I pretty much think could be going on while this is happening, could be dealing with the pandemic. Who knows? The NFL under a little pressure internally. They're going up to 17 games, and we'll try to look at some things, some concerns that some of the players have. And we'll go over that. The GOP is rallying throughout the country. Now, I know everything is drawn down the line, Republican, Democrat, Independent. We'll look at that. FAMU. How could I have a broadcast without FAMU? Google has donated $5 million and 9 other institutions. We'll talk all about that as we go on. But again, happy Father's Day on this beautiful Juneteenth weekend. You know, it used to be a Texas thing. Now it is a national thing. And we'll talk about it. I think we have a couple of people on that probably can give you a little history. Even have a Texan. A natural-born Texan, and I hope she clear your throat, whatever you got to do. I got to come to you and see what it means to you. I've been in Texas over 30 years. I can tell you what it means to me, but I want to hear from somebody that's been here all their life. But again, happy Father's Day this morning. Father's Day is a holiday of honoring our fatherhood and fraternal bonds, such as the influence of fathers in society. In the Catholic countries of Europe, it has been celebrated on March 19th. Okay, hear that, March 19th. It was called St. Joseph's Day since the Middle Ages. In the United States, Father's Day was founded by Sonora Smart Dodd and celebrated on the third Sunday of June for the first time in the year of 1910. The day is held in various states across the world and different regions, maintaining their own traditions, and honoring fatherhood. Father's Day is recognized public holiday in Lithuania and some parts of Spain, and is regarded such as the same in Italy until 1977. It is a national holiday in Estonia, Samoa, and eventually in South Korea, where it's celebrated as Parents' Day. The holiday complements similar celebrations honoring family members such as Mother's Day, Siblings Day, and Grandparents Day. to all the men and even some women who have had to step up and be that dual parent in that life of our kids. Happy Father's Day to you. Prayers are with you. Continue doing what you're doing, because you know what? There are a lot of kids that need guidance, and if we can give it to them, that's what we need to do. Again, happy Father's Day on this Juneteenth weekend. I'm so excited to say that. National holiday. National holiday. And we're going to continue to do what we do on the show. I'm getting all kind of little blurbs and everything on the screen, so I apologize for the slight hesitation right there. Now, I have Cheryl. I know you're listening, and we're praying for you, you and Stuart, to return safely back to the Dallas area. You've been here, Cheryl, a couple of years ahead of me. If you can chime in, we want you to tell us what does the passing of Juneteenth, what does it mean to you? So while she's deciding to come on, let me give you a little bit about Juneteenth while we're here. And I'll read that for you. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, is historically known as Jubilee Day, Black Independence Day, and Emancipation Day. It's a federal, and I repeat, a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. It is often observed in celebrating African American culture, organizing or originating in Galveston, Texas. It's been celebrated annually on June 19th, various parts of the United States since 1866. The day was recognized as a federal holiday several days ago, just 3 days ago, June 17, 2021, by President Joe Biden when he signed the Juneteenth National Independence Act into law. Juneteenth commemoration is on the anniversary date from June 19, 1865. The announcement on General Order No. 3 by the Union General Gordon Granger proclaiming and enforcing freedom of enslaved Texans. This was the last state of the Confederacy and institutionalized slavery. We all know that the Emancipation Proclamation came into fruition under the leadership of Abraham Lincoln. That was in 1863. The information got to Dallas by way of Galveston, to Houston, San Antonio, Austin, El Paso, that the last union who had slaves was free. 2 years later, when General Granger got to Galveston, the word spread it quickly, and we'll talk about that a little bit more. I'm just so excited to see this particular holiday come into fruition. Now, what is going to be the fallout? Is there a fallout? Will people be upset? I'm sure. What is that going to do for us in the very near future? We'll find out. But like I was saying, I would love to hear from, I have a couple people on, one being a native Texan. I would love to hear what she has to say. That's just the way it is. I think it's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome event. And let me tell you, last Thursday, the day it was signed, I was at my job, and it's going to shock the living socks off you. We were having a Juneteenth celebration. Now, a little controversy over it, but it's been done. And I was talking about a lot of things, how many states, you know, prior to Thursday, there were only 47 states in our union that recognized Juneteenth. The three were Hawaii, North and South Dakota, the ones that did not recognize Juneteenth. But with the stroke of the pen, I mean, it went through the Senate, and I'm like, let me not be professional for 1 minute. My mind was blown away that the Senate put it down. And then when the House went down to then take it to the White House, I mean, I just didn't know how to react to it. But again, in my presentation, I mentioned to that group, and I will mention to you, that when I first moved to Texas, it was June 14th. And we met up with a family, the Graham family, those who were close to the Dallas area. They had the barbershop. Graham Barbershop. Mr. Graham was from Tampa, so I was trying to connect with the people from Tampa. And his wife mentioned in a couple of days it was going to be Juneteenth. So I looked at my mother and I said, well, Mom, what, did you hear what she said? And she said, yeah, Juneteenth. I said, well, they don't say 15, 16, 17. 18th or 19th. So we just went along with it, not knowing what it was. And so we eventually found out what Juneteenth was all about and how they celebrated, even though it was a misfortune of those citizens of Texas, of those occupying the territory of Texas. But it was a big day. They had this ceremonial red soda water, as they call it, a red pop for those of you on the East Coast, and watermelon, barbecue. It was a big celebration. And I did not know, again, what it was all about, like most people from the East. But now it's worldwide, nationwide, to be celebrated on the 19th. Government employees will get the day off. Some private industry may not participate, but they don't participate on Martin Luther King Day either. So we need to just button up, take a ride, and recognize that Juneteenth is a federal holiday. And if you don't want to celebrate it, we understand. But I can bet you this. Try to go to the bank on Juneteenth Day. It's going to be closed. Now, you know you're big time when you can close the bank. That's going to be a day of when they close. I'm not sure if you all know if we're going to always celebrate it on the date. If it falls on the weekend, falls on a Saturday, it may happen on Friday, or if it falls on Sunday, it will be a Monday. Most federal holidays are observed on Mondays, with the exception of Veterans Day. No matter what day it falls, it's recognized, and then we'll, again, with the same formula, if it falls on a Saturday, we'll get the Friday. If it falls on a Sunday, we'll get the Monday. Who would have thought? Juneteenth. Put it on your calendar. Put it on your calendar. Wow. I'm just so excited. I got to find out. It's almost like playing the Dr. King song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We're going to find the right song for you this morning. Look, I always tell you, we're going to have some family reunions on Juneteenth. Give you a little taste of that right now. We don't have to wait for 4th of July now. It's Juneteenth. Tell us a little bit about it, Eddie. want.
The next time we see each other, maybe years and years from now. Family reunion, got to have a family reunion. Family reunion, it's so nice to come
and tender embrace. Wow. Family reunion. Oh, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. I'm tickled pink this morning. And you know, if I'm tickled pink, oh, it's a lot going on over here this morning. A lot. But you know, we always look at things of to rally behind. Will this country rally behind this? Will it be a joyous occasion? Will it be a fallout? We don't know. We don't know. I would like to hear from you all of what your thoughts, your sentiments, as we celebrated our first official Juneteenth. Could you see it coming? I didn't. But you know what? I'm going to celebrate it, have a good time on this Father's Day. One of the best gifts I could have ever received on Father's Day. And I hope that you all will always remember on Father's Day 2021. Will make it so different, so unique, that we will have Juneteenth. The bright lights of Hollywood, the bright lights of New York, the bright lights in Mahia, Texas, the Emancipation Proclamation Park, Houston, Texas, Austin, Texas, three cities that have something commemorating Juneteenth. Wow. Could put a bronze statue up now saying it is recognized as a national, I didn't say local, a national, I didn't say state, national. That's from sea to shining sea. Right here in Texas, from California to South Carolina, from Michigan back down to Texas, as far as you can go in each corner, it's a national holiday. And we want to hear from you what you think. All you got to do is press one. We'll get you in. What do you think about this national holiday? Let me just bring in right now a young man that's been in Texas pretty much all his life. He did go across the shining sea and as a veteran in our U.S. military forces. None other than the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, Texas, Harold Horatio Hubbard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Happy Father's Day on this Juneteenth National Holiday Weekend.
Yes, yes. Ain't that something special? Miss Opal got to see it done.
You know, it was right
celebrated
there
her for work. Mm-hmm.
Now, so, where's she from?
They celebrated her in Fort Worth, so I'm assuming she's from somewhere in that area.
Okay. I love people who are here. Y'all just put it, make it one word, two syllables. Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. And you got it.
Fort Worth.
Now, she said she was from Walter, Washington.
Yeah.
Whatever she had to do.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I hope she lives long enough to celebrate it plenty of years, because she never gave up. Never gave
That's
up.
That's right. She didn't.
And we've had that have tried to get it on the docket, may have given up, but perseverance is the key.
Well, you know, Dumpster Fire wasn't going to let it happen on his watch.
Oh, you're right. We understand. And we're going to talk about him a little bit later. I'm still, you know, we have to have a certain professional ethic. Let me just put it out and then I'll break it down. I am not surprised of him still gravitating to the right, as they put it, and the influence that he has on some of the politicians of today. That's the correct way. But I'm just tripping that what went on in January 6th, what's going on around this country, because we know, like you said, he wasn't going to sign it. He wasn't going
to
sign it.
That wasn't.
Yeah,
that's not on his watch.
You know, I think Lincoln would have turned over on his grave if he signed it.
What?
But Harold, you've been here. I mean, you've been around the world, but for the most part, you've been based right here in Dallas, Texas. Did you ever think this day would come?
No. Not a national holiday where the government actually recognized it. No.
And it, no. I think it's a victory for us, people of color, because some places still have the prior to the Civil War mentality. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And some people still want to employ how things work. It's still not free. We're free from the cotton picking. And then we even sometimes work for people who are losing their cotton picking mind. Now I understand. Remember how your grandmama used to say that? He done lost his cotton picking mind. Well, you know, as we hear other people say, it used to be Jim Crow. Now it's James Crow Esquire. He all dressed up, no more overalls. But do we think the emergence of Juneteenth, will things get better? What do you think about that, Harold?
I don't think it'll change much for anybody but us. You know,
well, it's going to be interesting because, you know, you hear the buzz. Why do we have two independent states now? Dates. Well, I mean, they celebrate different things. We're part of the whole. So I don't know. It'll be interesting how they put it down. We understand it's no way of beating the truth. It was the day that the slaves were free, 2 years later than what they were supposed to be.
Right.
And, you know, I would be curious, and this is just my mind here. We know when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, it probably cost him his life. When General Granger arrived on the shores of Galveston, Texas, to deliver the news, I wonder what happened to him. This inquiry minds want to know. Our forefathers and foremothers gave their own blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
Especially within the confinements of Texas, be the place that it is today. And when it's tough, when you have people that don't recognize what our contributions were and what they continue to still be today. I was looking at Ted Cruz on yesterday. He just don't know where he want to stand. He just don't know. I know he's trying to go for the White House again. DeSantis down in Florida seemed to be gaining momentum. And he's just a clone of the past president. And it's just amazing.
clone or a clown?
It's like playing Scrabble. It depends on what, how many squares you got left. It's your choice.
Yeah, what letters you got?
If you got WN, after CLO, then you put that down. If you had N-E, they all start the same. N-E, then you put that down. So
yeah.
But even he's showing up on a lot of rallies now. But I don't see how you can excuse when this state was under siege by a natural disaster. Now, I didn't say under siege by people, but by ice, snow, lack of electricity, you're going to show up at the airport. Bags packed. Wearing the Texas flag on your face. All right, now, this is
no
reflection. Look, Harold, this is no reflection of the station that I work for. He would have been better off putting on gasoline drugs. That's the kind of blame you put on the citizens of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Excuse me, let me be politically correct. He would have been better off putting on gasoline underwear. That wasn't the most disrespectful activity that anyone could do to any set of citizens or constituency. The people that you represent, you bailed out on them. And you still a favorite son? And you notice whenever he stands tall with the right, he's always kind of in the background a little bit because he know he's lost some luster.
Mm-hmm.
But had I been in Washington, Austin, Tallahassee, Box Springs, Mesquite, Seagoville, look, I can't, Lancaster, one of them. You know I love that the most.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to people that, you know, represent the people of that particular zip code. But when you run out on your state, I thought that was very disrespectful to the citizens of Texas.
Maybe he had a bunker down there or something.
Yeah, maybe so.
You know?
whether he had a bunker or not, he ran out. Ran out on the citizens of Texas. When they needed him most, couldn't do nothing, but he could have offered some comfort. Let's stay tough, Texas. If your neighbor, if you have light, invite your neighbor over. If you don't, safely get you some wood. Y'all stick together. Roast wieners. You know, whatever you got to say. Anything to give people hope during those times.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that you ran out on your folks. So I know.
Yep.
Now, his home state. And Harold, if you get a chance, go to www.congress.gov and let me know how he voted on this.
Oh, man. And folks, I don't even need to check.
Folks, if you ever need to keep up with your senator, your representative that represents your region in Washington, D.C., you can always go to www.uscongress.gov and you can see their voting record on every single thing that comes across that desk. The reason I say that, you had Cronin and Cruz, where their state has been recognizing Juneteenth since the 1800s. It became a state holiday in 1980. All right? When they were young politicians, or young before they even became politicians. How did they vote for a national holiday in their own, that started in their own state? Like they say on TV, inquiry minds want to know. You got anything, Harold?
Like I said, I don't even have to check. You know they didn't vote for it. But I don't check anyway.
We appreciate it. You know, we want to maintain the integrity that we have.
Of the show? You said .gov?
The integrity.
www.gov?
Yeah, .gov.
That's it?
If it's not U.S. Congress, it might be congress.gov. One thing I tell folks who are listening, you know, these are my thoughts, my opinions. It's not reflective of the management of the show. But I try to give you a plain man's opinion on certain things. I'll stand behind it. I'll never hide. But that's just the way I feel. If I give you any information that you may question, feel free. Feel free. Look it up. Let me know. Straighten me out if I'm not right. And I'm humble enough to understand and want to get it right. So you don't have no problems if you disagree. That's okay. I hear you out.
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Hold on a second. All we've ever needed in this country was to have dialogue. And that's what I wanted us to have, a moment to have dialogue. Go ahead, Al.
You ready to pass out?
I'm sitting.
He voted for it, but I have a list of those who didn't.
Okay, hold on. How about Cronin?
He voted for it.
Okay. Now, I pulled him out. It would have been a slap in the face to the citizens of Texas.
Right.
Would have been a slap in the face. Not so much from a national perspective, but from a local perspective. Who didn't vote? Mitch McConnell. I don't know. Go ahead, tell us.
Mo Brooks, Alabama.
Okay.
Andy B. Phoenix. Andrew Clyde. Georgia.
Who?
Sound like he might be what you call it. Tennessee.
Who's the last name?
Scott Desharlais. J-A-R-L-A-I-S. Sound like he might be a little brown.
Okay.
Paul Go.
The other brown is I wanted, Harold. I know you're reading them. But what did the friendly brother in South Carolina do? When you said Scott, I got a little blood pressure went up a little bit. What did Tim Scott do?
What's his name?
I think it's Tim Scott. The distinguished gentleman from South Carolina.
He must have voted for it. Because he's not on my list.
Okay, he's not on the hit list, huh?
He's not on the hit list. There's a brother from another mother. I'm sure he's of a different hue. Down in San Antonio, Mr. Chip Roy.
Uh-huh.
He say it needlessly divides our nation.
And what's his last name?
Roy. He's in San Antonio.
Okay.
Rhymes with boy.
Gotcha. And toy.
And toy. Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Matt Rodale, Montana.
Okay.
Mike Rogers, Alabama. Ralph Norman, South Carolina. You should have known that. Tom McClintock, California. Mr. Massey, oh, Kentucky. You should have known that one.
Right. And you know what? I've noticed people in the Deep South. And, you know, Kentucky is considered the South. It's below the Mason-Dixon.
Right.
I expect to see the line from Maryland down, from Virginia all the way down to the tip of Florida and straight across. And they're southern states, but they always like to say this stops at Texas. Well, you got Arizona. They all on the same plane. Arizona, New Mexico, and then the bottom of California. And they said,
right.
You don't see Tim Scott. That's the brother from South Carolina.
No, I didn't see him.
Just curious to see what he would have voted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you what else is coming. If I looked at my crystal ball right now, there are going to be other ethnic groups trying to get national holidays. Did we click the domino? Harold, like I said, before I learned how to play dominoes, all I could do was stack them. And just hit one and hit the number three off. That's all I used to do with them. I had no idea what the numbers meant. I just thought you just had to count.
Right.
Good for counting. It is great for counting, as a matter of fact. But it's going to be like dominoes. So, you know, for our brothers and sisters that go from, they're all over, whether they're the Seminole tribe in Florida, Aztecs, we throughout this country, the Sioux Indians, now they don't have a day. But I think since June 19th has come up, we're going to see more on the docket. More on the docket. We have January on the government's calendar. We have January, February. No March, no April. But you got May, had no June. Now you got June, July, no August. But you got September, October, November, December. Got a couple of months, need some holidays. Will we get them? Maybe that's why the people in San Antonio didn't vote. My thing has always been, we never asked to come over here, ever. We were traded, we were sold, we were bought over. Jamestown, Virginia. And I'm sure Jamestown gets the credit. But there were some stops along the way. Down Florida, St. Augustine, St. Simon Island, Jekyll Island in Georgia, Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, and then Jonestown. See? Ms. Rogers would be proud of me that I could remember all them cities up and down that coast. I was pretty good in geography. But again, that ship, if they sail in north, they probably just saw enough of the land that was on their left as they were traveling north. So there's going to be more. We don't know which president it's going to be. But, Harold, I see we got some more on the horizon. More on the horizon. But Tim Scott, I didn't know which way he was going to vote. That was quite interesting to me. For those who are listening, welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun this morning, giving us those great facts from www.congress.gov. You can always check that website and let you know how your representative is voting. Hold them accountable. They have great benefits in Washington. Great dental, great health, and a heck of a paycheck. You got to hold them accountable. Tell them, hey, I don't think you'll be going back. You better get the U-Haul. But we come. You have to hold them accountable. Yeah, so folks who are listening, if you were born and raised in Texas, and you know what? I don't care where you were born. I want to know what and how you feel about the national holiday being established for Juneteenth. All you got to do is press 1. We'll get you on. I see we have folks from Atlanta, Louisiana, Texas. We got it. We got that deep side, that dirty side covered, but turning over in their grave. And I know this may be fictional, but when you see the movie Django, I wonder what Samuel will be saying now. They don't give us a holiday, sir. You sure? You sure they done gave us a holiday? First, that brother, and I'm cleaning it up, it's Sunday morning. First, that brother come on that neck. Remember that line here? Who's that on that neck? He tell him to get the house ready. He kept asking. Who's that? Oh boy! Well, that's a classic moment. Samuel, thank you. Yeah. That's classic, classic, classic.
It's always gonna be one.
Yeah. He gonna sleep on our sheets. Well, we got a holiday. And like I said, you know it's a real holiday when the bank's closed during the week. That's strong. It's about 55 minutes after the hour. The next thing we'll talk about, Harold, we'll come back to that. I love it. But for those who are listening, I want you to chime in and tell us what you think about the holiday. We got a call from Atlanta. Good morning. Welcome to the World According to Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Good morning, folks. My favorite part about that movie is Samuel Jackson singing "In the Sweet By and By" before he got took out.
Yeah.
After coming back from Master's funeral.
When the morning comes.
But anyway, I mean, the holiday was good. I mean, I guess it was good symbolically for the holiday, but, you know, we need more than holidays. I'm sorry. You know.
Yeah, you're right.
We need a lot more than holidays, you know. Everybody getting their reparations, even Massa got reparations after they lost us, you know, what people were saying. They got reparations. You would think we can get a tax credit or something, you know?
They did get reparations, though.
Yes, they did.
Well, and, okay, you talking about 1,400 reparations?
Hmm?
The 1,400 reparations?
I'm talking about what slave owners got when they lost the slaves.
Right, but I was trying to feel what Harold was talking about. We got.
No, that's what I'm talking about. They got compensated.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Always do.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And even what I don't understand is why the Haitians got to pay the French money for the same thing, same reason. I wouldn't have paid them nothing.
Is that something?
I hate
it. The one start gangster stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's quite interesting on that point.
Same too.
But you know, I think when we look at this within a year from now, the Lord's willing, and the creek don't rise, that we could talk about it 1 year out and see what's going on. There's a lot of hatred in this country. It's not like we don't know it. That I felt like I got mean mugged yesterday when I went out to eat.
Did you have your shirt on?
I had my shirt on. I had my shirt on. Mm-hmm.
Did they seat you in the back?
No. I wasn't going to get in the back. I don't get in the back. I can't see what, you know, you never know what people doing to your food. I don't want to see it coming out. I'll take the chance out front. You never know. But some people are hateful, very hateful.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to see what's the fallout. Harold, you gave us an update on McConnell and Cronin and Cruz. Mark, your great state of Georgia, your guy did not vote for it. I know Warlock. Of course, he voted for. But they kind of snuck this one in on us.
But they celebrate Robert E. Lee's birthday or something like that, Confederate's Day or something.
Yeah. Well, that's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're trying to pay it away so they can bring the statues back.
Mm-mm. Not going to happen.
Now, it does open the book up. It definitely opens the book for dialogue. Now that we've taken the soldiers away, we should have the soldiers back since we celebrate Juneteenth. I'm thinking that's going to happen. It may not, but if I give you a dime, I need for you to give me a quarter. That's the kind of negotiation I feel they're doing in Washington. That's going to be the next docket item. What do we do about these Stonewall, Albert Sidney Johnston.
Come on now, leave my school alone.
Yeah, but he's Confederate guy. He wasn't a Union man. In all these places that we've gone, and we look, Harold, we didn't know any better when you went to these schools. It wasn't the issue. It was just a way of life. You know, a lot of people fought, whether they were in Texas or somewhere in the Deep South. Some people really rejoice in some of the old Miss Clara, all of them, because of the things they had to go through. And it's cleaned up now for us, but we still on the downside in some instances. But what's next?
Mm-hmm.
What is next? And you know, some people are hot as fish grease this morning. Hot. I can't get no hotter than that. How about hot as fish grease with some Tabasco sauce? Habanero. They hot. How they get a day? And watch my words. We love our brothers and sisters from the Latin American country. They already recognize Cinco de Mayo. That's going to be the next one. I'm willing to bet the little bit I have. So now everybody, we got St. Patrick's Day. Think about it. They've opened up the can of worms on that. But people fail to realize when it came to Juneteenth, we never asked to come over here. We couldn't afford, or we were not afforded the opportunity to walk across the border.
Mm.
I guess y'all get where I'm coming from now.
Mm.
Never afforded the opportunity to sail our own ships across the Atlantic.
Mm.
And see what France gave us in the form of the Statue of Liberty. No, we didn't get that. But yet we're in a cold, wet environment. Days, months, maybe even years. To go from one continent on the west side of a continent to the east side of another. And if that day is not preserved, I don't know what else could be. And like I said, I had to read about it. I had no clue what it's about. And some of us don't know what it's about. But here's an opportunity, Dad. It's Father's Day. Again, happy Father's Day. Talk with your kids. Teach them about the Emancipation Proclamation. Teach them about Juneteenth on your day. Start it there. Because that kid, if they're old enough, they'll remember as well, and they'll spread the message. Again, they may not like it, but this is just a start for us. Reparations. Still got a long way to go, but never give up the fight. There are too many things in this country that are shining brightly now, but they didn't always have a bulb to shine bright. We had to come over and work our way from the east to the west, deal with rattlesnakes, deal with whatever was out there. Had no clue where we were going. We just knew in the evening, I'm going to do like the old folks said, well, in the morning, you walk away from the sun. When it's overhead, if you're not sure, take a break. But when that sun goes down in the evening, you walk towards the sun. That's all they had. They didn't have these fancy Apple Watches. They didn't have a cell phone or even a compass. They just knew if we walk this way, it's taking us away from where we've been.
Mm.
Some of us can't work without a telephone. Some can't work without a watch.
Mm.
But do we have the due diligence to just take it off one day and see how you operate? That's all. I challenge you. Take the Apple Watch off. I know you're going to be afraid you're going to miss some calls. But see, we take the sacrifice one day. And that's what I would say for Juneteenth. Go on and make your plans before Juneteenth. And to maybe honor our forefathers and foremothers. Not pick up the phone. I know that's hard. That's asking a lot. Maybe we need to do it for a couple hours.
Oh, boy.
But it's something to think about. Something to think about. All right, guys. Since I have you both on here, let me ask you this. You've seen there's been a big increase, a huge increase in these shootings as of late. Since the week started, this week started on the 13th, this last week started on the 13th. We've had shootings in Louisville, Kentucky. One person is dead. Three people were injured. Let me make sure I got my top. In a total, let me go down again. Total of four people were hurt. Total people. Then Winston-Salem, Ohio. One dead, five injured, total six people. Lansing, Michigan. Two killed, two shot, additionally shot. Four total people. Boynton Beach, one kill, three people injured, total of four people harmed. Abbeville, Alabama, two and two, two killed, two shot, four injured. Chicago, total of 13 people in one day, Chicago. Then in Baltimore, Maryland, six people with one death. Glendale, Peoria, Sunrise, Surprise, all outside of Phoenix. Now, exclusive Phoenix, y'all. Glendale, 13 people, one being killed. Patterson, New Jersey, Joe Clark Country, four people injured. No deaths. Petersburg, Virginia, home of Virginia State Trojans. Four people injured, no deaths. Durham, North Carolina, two killed, two injured. Anchorage, Alaska, on Juneteenth, one dead, four injured. Total five affected. Now, let me give you my spiel. I think with all these shootings, I know they've been going on, and then Texas going on with this law where you can just, don't even have to get a light, just get a gun. All right? You already have a lot of illegal guns out there. Now you're opening up a can of worms, letting everybody just have what they have. Some people are going to get an old revolver, all rusted, haven't shot in 30, 40 years. So let me back up and let you know who's listening. I can say 30, but I'm going to say 30. 30 years. The gun ain't been fired. You can hurt somebody or even hurt yourself.
Right.
I told you last week, I was over in Wasatch. Went to a place called Branded Burger. I think Wingfield's out of this competition, Harold. All I got to say.
Well,
I think Wingfield. found somebody that can fight with Wingfist. Wingfist is still my favorite now. Still my favorite. But this is him in close second. The guy go to sit down, and I see two handguns. He had one of my long shirts. I call it Ricky Ricardo shirt. We used to call them Hawaiian shirts. You get kind of from that cut. He go to sit down, you see two guns on his front.
Man.
It's bad enough you have a gun, but you need two.
Did you ask him what his name, Matt?
No, he wasn't Matt. He didn't even have him on the side arrow. He had two in the front. And like I said, his shirt was over him, covered. So he tried to see
him. He wanted you to see him. He wanted you to be able to see him.
Yes, I saw him. I enjoyed my meal and got on up.
He didn't call you nothing that rhymed with toy, did he?
No. It might have been some circumstances and some repercussions.
Slightly.
Ellis County Jail.
Slightly.
But I was on my best behavior. Best behavior. But I'm thinking with all these mass shootings, let's look at what has happened within a year. With this pandemic, there's a lot of depression. And I even talked with the Links. I moderated a show for them about COVID fatigue. And I think with this COVID fatigue that we're going through, people losing jobs, increased family pressures, may be the reason why we're having all these shootings. I'll throw that out there. What do you all think? How do you feel about that? Or what else do you have that you think can support maybe why we're doing all this shooting?
One, black gun laws.
Repeat that for me.
Well, in most of the places, they have relaxed gun laws, except maybe California, right?
Well, right, they're pretty strong. I thought we were pretty strong, too, until our governor said he wanted everybody to be like Matt Dillon.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a mature audience, so they know who Matt Dillon was.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck Connor. I'm waiting for somebody to walk down the street with a rifle.
No, they already got them in the windows or they pick them up.
Yeah.
That's been the case in Texas.
Oh, always.
You didn't
I'm
have
going,
a truck without a gun rack.
What you hunting? You got a big old gun trying to shoot Bambi. You can't
they
shoot
cut,
Bambi
they,
with a
they hunting.
Spell. Say it again, I'm
they
sorry.
They hunt colored, man.
Well, I'll tell you like I tell everybody else. Keep your head on the swivel. If your sixth sense give you the sign that it could be danger around, I'd rather read about it than be in it. Or be read about. I'd rather be read about it. Instead of somebody reading about what happened.
Mm.
Just get on out there. Get out of the situation. Because I got a feeling it's going to turn up. It's going to turn up. And you think it's bad now? You know, people have gotten their stimulus. Try to stimulate the economy in such a way. But all of those things, not having a job, and unfortunately, there's been a situation where kids in school, when they were not in school, they got jobs to support their families. And I get a little upset with the parents why you have this kid working when he need to, he or she need to be in school? Why aren't you working? Forcing your child to take care of family. It happens. It has happened.
Mm-hmm.
But all those things, all those pressures, people getting robbed, people trying to get something because they don't have anything, people trying
mm-hmm.
to get meals, keep clothes on their back. What's going to happen? The economy is opening back up. People enjoying restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Who jobs? Are we willing to go have that job while this is going on?
Mm.
Because you almost can get a job anywhere on the spot. Now that thing's opening up a little bit, it's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse for us to get back ahead of this game. If you're not ahead of it, at least it won't pass you by. A lot can be said about that. A lot can be said. So, again, I think depression, the lack of funds, may be leading to a lot of these shootings. The idea, you look at the things that we can't control, the planes, trains, and automobiles. Those containers that come in, a lot of illegal doings with that. We know it. And people are strapped. I've always wondered, if you was the head man in an organization, why do you have to have that gold Jaguar when you could have had a nice little Jetta? See, you draw attention. The more you put on that car, the more somebody gonna see it. Keep your car or truck as an automobile. Again, when you dress it up, somebody got their eye on it. Somebody. These are hard times. You know, some of us may have not lost our jobs, but you're dealing with people who are, some are desperate. Because this generation has never been in this predicament, ever. And it's going to be a long ride. Still got a long ways to go. Got to get over this COVID. Numbers are down. I'm no expert, but I tell you, I expect a little spike again. Because we have to, now it's gotten better, we want to let our guards down. Don't do it. Don't do it. Those are the things that we need to remember. Don't take it back to your family. Do everything you can to stay safe. Because there's no joke out there right now. It's about 20 minutes after the hour. Boy, I tell you, again, happy Father's Day to all the men and some of you women who've had to play that role. We thank you for that so much. But we want to thank you for just being who you are on this beautiful Emancipation Proclamation, Juneteenth weekend. Who would have thunk it? I didn't, but I'm happy. Will it solve all our problems in America? No. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt, saying it's a start. So, again, tell your friends we need to talk about these things. They may bring some new ideas this morning. We got a few more agenda items, but tell them 646-200-0459 when we can sit down. Like I said, the only reason I got in this business is so we can sit down, have a little dialogue. Oftentimes we miss so much by just not talking. And I just hate if we, two of us in the room, and we don't even strike a conversation. You can at least say, hello, how you doing, where you from? No, I mean, you have to, you know, agree on everything, but we just need to be able to mend fences together and be a quality jewel to those individuals and hoping they can be a quality jewel as well. That's what it's all about. All right, looking for my callers. Quite a few on there. If you have a question about anything, Father's Day, Juneteenth, the mass shootings, reason why we think we have mass shootings, NFL under pressure because of the COVID. There's certain things that ask of certain players, and you don't want to create a division. So a lot is going on, a lot of things. I am also, I want to give you something to think about. The current administration in Washington, I think they're doing pretty good, what, 180 days or how many days? You know, Rome wasn't built in a year. You had to kind of get your feet wet. You may have an idea of what's going on. But we need them to hold them accountable for some things as well. Right here close, up personal. Because everything is going cuckoo for cocoa butter. Crazy, I think. And in Dallas alone, I tell you, this heat makes you think crazy. It's been hot. But we're going to have to do some things. Get people out. The homelessness. People out there on the street. I must say this, and I'm happy, is that there was an encampment on Walnut Hill and 35. And I'm talking about all kind of tents, at least 20 tents in this one field. They've cleared them out. Anybody in the Dallas area, do you know where they put them or where they asked them to go? We'll get some responses because you just don't know. So a lot is going on. Harold? You're fortunate enough to have your father with you. What do y'all have planned for today?
Oh, I'm going to just go visit with him and sit and talk, chit-chat a little bit.
Treasure the moment. Treasure the moment. I tell you, for those who have lost their dad, and I have a good friend that she lost her dad many years ago, very close. And it's something dad can't do for you. Now, dad and little girls go a long way. I'm going to give them that. But I remember my dad's special moments about him. You know, I'm an avid baseball player, and I'll never forget he helped us out in the Little League. And one of the kids threw a ball, hit him in the mask. He got a little woozy back there, Hal. Trying to cause balls to strike. Got a little woozy. I tried to jump on the kid, but he was a little bigger than I was at the time. But I appreciate him even if he didn't want to do it, he made sure that my little dreams that I had, you know, that he supported. And I try to do the same thing. If you know me, I'm going to two basketball venues over the years in one day to see a tip-off of one, and at halftime go so I can see the tip-off of the other in another area, from Duncanville to Farmers Branch, back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to not do. It's how rewarding it is for you to do things for your kids. And that's what I miss. I can't make that call. So those who can make that call, make the call. If you bring a smile to the face, then I'm feeling good for you. But this I can say, and it's so cliche, is when they're not with us, that's too late to talk to them.
Yep.
If you got switches, talk to them. And that's it. That is the bottom line. So enjoy. We still got some time left on this Juneteenth weekend. Press one if you want to talk about anything. We talked about, I see we have, before I go here, talk about anything. Talk about what you think about Juneteenth. What are you thinking about on this Father's Day? If you got a story to tell. We talked about the gun violence. It's whatever you want. From the Bible, welcome to the world according to Drew. What's going on in your world?
Hey, God bless you, brothers out there, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, and happy blessed day to all the women out there also. And interested in talking about the, so there's a removal of a homeless encampment in Dallas, is that right?
Right.
Oh, congratulations. Okay, good. So where did they house them, do you know?
They've had some temporary housing downtown, uh-huh. from what I understand, and uh-huh. Probably get them going. It's been a lot going on. I think there's a nice agency that has been kind of stagnant with the COVID.
Right.
But this was one of the largest encampments in town that I have seen. So we they relocated them to get them inside somewhere. Keep them out.
What's
of the
name of the agency? You know the name of the agency?
Dallas Homeless Association.
Okay.
And I always look it up to give you the right name.
Okay.
I think it's DHA. Is I think it was about the correspondence I get.
Right. Yeah, we got problems with that in New Orleans downtown, you know, or near downtown. Like you said, homeless encampment, and people just, you know, have bed mattresses and sofas and all this kind of stuff, you know, and they need a better place to stay than, you know, what they're currently working with. And, you know, you just wonder how much the city or the state is working to try to deal with this issue, you know, because stuff is just so obvious. Now, if they have a big event going on or some kind of bowl game going on, all of a sudden they disappear, and then they come back later on, you know, once the visitors of town have left, you know. So,
and you know what? That happened. I'm sure in New Orleans, when they had the Super Bowl, you couldn't find them. And I think a couple of years, some of the guys were upset because they moved them just to have the event. And then it was business as usual once the world left.
Right, exactly. You know, it was obvious, you know, just this window dressing that they're doing, you know, obviously.
Right.
And so we need something just more seriously and more, you know, it's more substance just in window dressing. So I'm going to look up Dallas Homeless Association's website and just try to see what they're doing and see what we can do here. So that's great to hear. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. And Eric, tell you what they do every year under normal circumstances. I know we've been under the pandemic, but we meet down at the United Methodist Church, one of the larger churches, and they give us routes throughout the city. They so many square miles. And if you go into areas that require, I'm going to be as nice as I can be about it. You go in areas that require a little bit more attention of where you are, of your whereabouts, send some officers with you. And I'll never forget. I think it's called Metro Dallas Homeless Alliance.
M-D-H-A.
Okay.
All right.
And they get vouchers, they get food, socks. But usually we do it in the wintertime here.
Right.
So you're hoping if it's a cold night that they've gotten shelter. We found some people that are still out in the streets. We will, of course, give them socks, skull cap, some bottled water, some vouchers to go shower up, vouchers to go eat. And I know we had a young lady that got upset with me, but I'm just telling you what I experienced. When you offer shelters for a lot of the homeless people, not all, but a vast majority, don't want to go to shelters. Can we call somebody? And what was interesting, not only are they homeless, some have cell phones.
Imagine that.
You know, how do you maintain that? That's the question. You know, and sometimes you have to just, you want to be a straight shooter, but you don't want them to be on the defense.
Right.
As a result of that. But I always found that was relatively interesting when that was going on. But it's a great feeling. I've always felt very complete trying to make a difference. I had crackers, which isn't much, but when you don't have nothing, eating a thing of crackers, a little cheese crackers, anything is good for them.
How did the COVID affect the homeless citizens? Did it drastically affect their health? Or how did they fare with the whole COVID?
Well, during the winter months, if we don't have any no place to stay, no electricity, you know you're going to try to build a fire. And then you have some people that burn up everything they have or even burn up themselves trying to stay warm. So that's another push of what the homeless society is doing, is offering them vouchers so that they can get off the streets during the winter months. Because we always go like the 20th, near the end of the month. Give them vouchers to go eat.
Now, did you hear there were a lot of deaths in the homeless population from COVID? Did you hear anything about that? How did they deal with the whole COVID? Were there a lot of deaths or what?
Well, I mean, you had it. I don't have the specifics of the numbers, but that I can tell you if you're out there and they're trying to get close. You know it's going to be some contact issues because if one has COVID and they're all trying to be together to keep it themselves, well, I'm sure the spread may have been easy spread in that population.
Right.
Not to say everybody will be in everyone's face, but when it's cold, you're going to do everything to keep yourselves, you know, protected. But one thing I say about that agency, again, it gave you crackers, gave you vouchers, if you need your clothes.
Oh, no, I wanted to mention, I see Dallas has a sprinter that's going to the Olympics, Shakari, I forgot her last name, but she's run the 100 meters dash last night.
Is it Shakira? Bet Lewis Johnson know how to pronounce it. I'm going to have to look at it. But she held at Carter High School. She went from Carter to LSU.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah?
And this girl setting the world on fire. She was winning as a freshman.
Wow. I'm going to have to check her out.
Yeah, she's like, what, 21 years old?
21.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll try to locate it here as we speak.
I don't remember if anybody else was Dallas. I know New Orleans had somebody. They ended up getting seventh last night. They had it was a false start. They said she had put forth a false start. Then when they went back and looked at the film or the tape, they found out she didn't make a false start. And but she ended up getting seventh in the 100 meters last night. So.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the Olympic
sprinters,
huh?
I'm a little upset that she didn't get a chance to finish school. And I know she can make money. Her gift is running. You know, her gift is running. Yeah, she left early from school. And that's my only thing. You need it. She's going to get some money. Trust me. She's going to get some money. You know, on the male side, you have Bolt. You understand that he's going to be around for a minute. And on the lady side, I think right now nothing has been otherwise, but I think he's still going.
Oh, okay.
You know, playing professional football. He run too high,
really?
He'd be a big target.
Yeah, I think he retired from track. And now Jamaica's having their trial next week, or this coming week, Jamaica. Uh-huh. And Shakira, now her main competition is going to be Sherry Fraser.
That's how
fight out of Jamaica.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, her main
Carter High School. That movie, the football movie, not a bright light on the particular school, but it was where the football players robbed, and those kids, I think they had like 9 Division I football players.
Mm-hmm.
And they got into a little trouble, a few of them. And I think only one kid didn't go to jail. And he ended up going to University of Miami and playing for the New York Giants.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? Okay.
But, yeah. You know, not one of the best stories, but it's an interesting story how the guys, some of them are pastors now, and, getting their lives together. But I was trying to find... We have a frat brother whose daughter is doing extremely well in the high jump.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Last name is Barnes.
Randall Cunningham's daughter is in that competition, high jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to say top track and field long jumpers. No, she's a high jumper. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, you're going to find a lot of kids now of famous athletes that are coming around right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry about that, fellas.
That's okay. And even at FAMU, we have Ken Griffey Jr.'s son playing football.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. That's beautiful. But, you know, the 400 meters, top one or two sprinters is from North Carolina A&T. He ran. Oh, yeah. I think his last name was Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of inspiring events coming out of activities and happenings coming out of the Black community that we can look at, you know.
But, you know, it's always been like that back in the old days. You know, then our kids start going to LSU, Texas A&M. You look at those schools. Arkansas has always had a very strong program. Florida.
Right.
Florida been national champs the last couple of years. So a lot of the kids back in the day, it used to be the Prairie Views, the FAMUs, the NTs that are winning. And now these kids are putting, they're blazing from North Carolina A&T.
Right.
And don't forget the golf. The golf, it used to be Jackson State was the top golf.
Oh, really?
Historical psychologist. And the coach was Eddie Payton. And those, if you hear Payton, yes, the Walter Payton's brother was the track coach, the golf coach at Jackson State. And now, look, I said that to say this. Harold, who do you think is number one in college golf?
Might be the school down in Tallahassee.
Well, you get, boy, you're getting better as we go. We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Well, we can't have you doing all the talking about them all the time, you know.
Yeah. Well, we're proud. I met some folks yesterday. Said, well, ooh, y'all fam, you want to show some proud folks. That was a nice way of putting it. I said, we are. We're proud of them. But we're equally as proud of Dylan and Xavier and Prairie View, Texas Southern. Let me name everybody in the state of Texas so I won't lose no ground. Houston Tillerson, Jarvis, Paul Quinn, Texas College Wiley. I think I got them all. So we're equally as proud of them as well. They're still doing great things, not only in the state of Texas, but throughout the world. Those are the people that we love to recognize. But speaking of great things, Harold, since you woke up FAMU, Google is donating $5 million to 10 institutions. And I'll find out the other institutions. Harold, you can check the research department for that. But they're giving $5 million to Florida A&M. And their words are to keep or to help create pathways and opportunities for increased diversity or diverse representation in the STEM industry, science, technology, engineering, and math. So we want to thank Google, and I'm sure we're all familiar with Google. And they're trying to get out. I'm telling you, right now for our HBCUs, it's a proud moment because everybody's jumping on the bandwagon now. Everybody. So we love them for it, and we just hope that our kids who are there would understand the importance of what is needed to even to matriculate at these institutions. And once they do, their job is to carry the torch, Harold, and that's what I try to do, so that future kids can, you know, I want them to go to FAMU. Everybody can't go to FAMU. But at least to go to some higher education institution. And, you know, I love the family. I love to keep them all in the family. But everybody don't want to come to the family. But when they get out, guess what they say? I wish I could have.
And you know, Howard was trying to send somebody to the Olympics in men's swimming, but I hadn't located how the brother did. But that's a rarity when you find black involved in swimming, huh?
Yeah. Probably did well. Let me tell you a quick story with that time run out. I had a neighbor that attended, he got a scholarship to play basketball at Notre Dame back in the day.
Right.
He hurt his knee. They put him in the pool for rehab, right? Why the bum knee he was out swimming the people who was on the swim team?
Wow. Right.
So he ended up, he never did get strong enough to put it back on the court, but he ended up being a world-class swimmer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said that to say this to the listening audience. If you remember the grapes that grew on the vine in California, they had all the rain, and the grapes fell off the vine. And when the sun was drying it up, they realized that the bad grapes ended up being great raisins.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a stumbling block in your life, just think you're just a grape falling off the vine that could be a great raisin. So you can't give up. You can't give up, world. You know, just because you can't, it's closed, there might be another one open for you that might be even better. There's a little thing I have on my desk. I'm sorry?
Let me ask you this. That's an inspiring story, too. You know, typically what happened for, in terms of gentrification, blacks may have an area and build up the area, and then once it's built up by blacks, whites would want to gentrify that area possibly. Do you think the attention on HBCUs could be possibly lead to gentrification or increased gentrification of HBCUs?
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Because going to FAMU, I had a chance to deal with both presidents of the university and the president of Florida State, which is no more than a train track away. When you're talking about the train track, when you cross the train track, you're in the hood, so to speak. That's how Tallahassee, literally a train track separates us.
Right.
He had mentioned way back some 30 years ago that he wanted to have the largest university system in the state of Florida, which would have been Florida State, FAMU, and Tallahassee Community College. He wanted all three campuses under one roof. All right. And that's what they're probably, they might be trying to fatten us up. Who knows?
Yeah. You got to look at that.
Yeah. Who knows? And then to do it. But we have some fine institutions. I know they're joint classes with Texas Southern and Houston. There's some joint classes with Florida A&M and Florida State.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little bus that go between both campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned Houston. Well, Prairie View. Prairie View is actually owned by Texas A&M. A lot of people don't know that. But they have a lifetime that they would use the name Prairie View. So you have a lot of kids at A&M that may not cut it. They'll come over and take the classes
over
at Prairie View.
So I understand Houston University,
Houston College. They've been in school forever. Because if you look, you've been a military person, the majority of your officers, not all, but the majority of your officers in these military installations are from your historically black colleges.
Okay.
Because of the ROTC.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a land-grant school, meaning that you have agriculture and mechanical and everything between, they get an ROTC, they go in as a second lieutenant. Then they become a lieutenant. And they climb the ladder quickly. I have buddies my age now retired as colonels. So that was fashionable way back in the day. If you had a black officer, you knew pretty much they went to A&T, Prairie View, FAMU.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting to watch in the future, how they do Howard. If you go to Howard right now, Howard is on Georgia Avenue. If you go two blocks down the street, they have gentrification is at its best.
Oh, yeah.
They've been complaining where some people come on the campus during the day and let the dog take a dump. If you've ever been to Howard, they have this one area in front of the administration building. If you all know the name, let me know. But it's simply beautiful. You have all the sororities, because, you know, most of our black sororities and a few of our black fraternities were founded on Howard's campus.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's simply gorgeous. And some of the people walk over there and let the dog poop on the grounds where the kids sitting.
We got so bad that you had whites who had gentrified the area was going up on Howard's campus and having cookouts. And Howard had to put a stop to that.
Wow.
And then the whites.
That's pretty cool.
Howard's been there for over 100 years, and then the whites who gentrified the area got upset and said, well, Howard needs to be part of the community. Well, Howard's been part of the community even before the whites even thought about moving around there. But once they couldn't have the cookout, they say Howard needs to be part of the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, Howard was given to the slaves by the government. So Howard, not only being a private school, they get a lot of funding from the government. It was a government school.
For the
kids in that region.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the vice president being alum from there, you know, the numbers are up. And I tell you, I'm hearing that the applications for our historically black colleges and universities is up tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
It's all because of George Floyd. Everybody's trying to come home, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And when I say home, you ask your parents. Ask your uncle, God, some older people in your neighborhood. If you're from New Orleans, they either went to Dillard, Baton Rouge, or they went to Xavier. Because they didn't have a choice.
You know. Mm-hmm. Right.
In Texas, you have Prairie View. In other schools I mentioned, Jarvis, Paul Quinn, Texas College, Wiley, Houston Tillerson. Those were in places we could only go.
That's right.
And then they realized that things were going good on that side of the, so to speak, on that Mississippi River. Then they wanted to start getting endowments and everything, wanted to connect with these schools.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tough. You know, they give you a little bit of money, and they want to be not only on the board, they want to be president of the board so they can dictate what comes in and out of your school.
Right.
That's what they have to worry about. That's what, in terms of Google giving this money to these HBCUs, you know, a lot of times you hear a lot of money being passed out, there's strings attached. So, you know, these HBCUs.
I'm sure there's some strings attached. I'm sure it
usually
is. But if I was so fortunate to be a university president, I'll take the money, let you provide us whatever you want, but we're still going to have our own flair to it.
You're right.
You know, oftentimes they want to come and change your curriculum. As we wind things up, the curriculum at our school, for our business school, which was one of the top business schools around the country, they told our dean that she had to do XYZ. She said, well, why would I need to do XYZ when ABC working for me? She was never accredited, only because she didn't follow the standards of what they wanted a school of business to be.
Now, who was they? Who wanted to change?
The state, and then up Warden School of Business. You know, we had kids going there, finishing FAMU, and did extremely well. Kellogg School up at Northwestern.
Okay.
Cox Business in Dallas. So they came out, but the dean had a foresight. She was on a lot of boards. And I'll say this, see what kind of power she had. They used to have a thing called the SBI Superstar at FAMU, where they recruited the top kids throughout the country. There was a kid that couldn't get from St. Paul, Minnesota to Tallahassee. She called General Mills. You know, Pillsbury, all that, that dough and flour. They flew the girl to school from St. Paul, Minnesota to Tallahassee. That's how fluent she had. And that's the only story. As we close, we have a frat brother, and I'll put him on blaze for a minute. And I'm going to give him his up downs. He created 30 for 30 for ESPN. FAMU. And he, when he came to FAMU, they offered him so much money. He was in there, and he thought all the blacks he saw in there, he said, wow, they really recruit a lot of black kids. But they threw that money at him, and he went on to do great things. And he truly is an advocate for our school. He's my frat brother. He was my vice provost, and doing great things. He did Vibe magazine when it was hot, the big oversized magazine. And then when he went to ESPN, ESPN magazine became a item. So good things are coming out of HBCUs. Good things are coming out of our traditionally non-HBCUs as well. I don't want to ever steer you away from higher education. But you can bake a cake. I put it like this. You can bake, you can cook greens. And trust me, everybody don't know how to cook greens. Take that. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for being a part of the World Club Coordinator Group. And if everybody a part, I thank everybody for being a part. As always, keep it straight. Follow your congressman, www.congress.gov. Eric and Harold, thank you so much for being a part of this morning. And on behalf of Cheryl Smith, we thank you so much for being a part. I'll be back next week. And I love to say this, nobody's a big dummy.